Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed, it is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, they'll help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. Also, we could sit here and talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could go high, and we will. We'll just talk about how with Discover Card, they make it easy for you to redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It is amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, the great Eric Dickerson joins us at the bottom of the hour. We could actually talk about, you know, some of these awards with him and obviously NFL stuff. So be good to wrap.
Yeah, we haven't talked to ED in a while. Yeah, I wonder if he's still high on Stafford. I just wonder.
Oh, he loved him last time.
Yeah, because they won the Super Bowl. Right? Remember that?
He could do so much that golf, everything. Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Perfect.
You remember all that?
Absolutely, absolutely.
I might say that, Chris, to start, just like, so Stafford's still everything you ever dreamt about, huh? Okay.
Right. All right, Rob, let's go to the NBA. And we talked, you know, briefly with Monsi about Kyrie Irving. He's now been out 4 games, Rob, because of this 5-game suspension. It really wasn't officially a 5-game. It was
said at least five,
right. So it could be longer. Monsi said it looks like reportedly he won't join them on their 4-game West Coast trip. So that would be 8 games if he comes back right after that. But Rob G, there's been some news kind of coming out about Kyrie. Can you summarize it for us?
Yeah, so late last night after our show, ESPN reported that Kyrie has met with the league offices, which we knew about, and the Players Association multiple times to discuss his return back to the court. And earlier on Friday, Nets owner Josiah tweeted out that he and his wife met with Kyrie and his family to discuss his return. And in his words, the Nets and Kyrie, together with the NBA and the Players Association, are working constructively towards a process of forgiveness, healing, and education. For what it's worth, the Players Association, Adam Silver, and Josiah all agree that Kyrie Irving is not anti-Semitic.
All right, a few things, Rob. One, I want to say this because a lot of people wonder, does Kyrie really love basketball? You know, is it that important to him? When his back has been against the wall, he's shown that he loves the game, or at least he still wants to play, right?
Is that what it is, or is it the money?
Well, it might be the money, too.
No, right? I'm just asking.
I do think, personally, I think he does love to play. But, yeah, the money obviously is an issue. But my point is, remember, last season, a lot of people thought, oh, he won't, you know, the Nets should just not sign him and let him play out the last year, but he won't go for that. What happened? When they stood their ground, he went for it, right? He didn't initially want to apologize for the negative things that were said about Jews in the book and documentary he put out there. When the push came to shove and back against the wall, he did apologize. And he didn't, at least according to reports, Rob, initially he was ignoring Josiah, the owner of the Nets, returning.
I think that's a big part of what people don't understand. And you talked about it, Chris, when it originally happened. When your boss calls you and you ignore your boss, if I'm the boss, then I'm going to suspend you too. It's insubordination.
I didn't think he should be suspended from the get go, but I agree, Rob. How do you not return? Like the governor of the team was trying to help clear up a situation you created.
Thank you, Chris.
You're not even returning not to mention he's paying you $40 million, you know, $37 million a year, and already has given you about $200 million or something like that. So I just think that was foul. But I'll say this, Rob, because you know they gave him a list of things he had to do and all that, and some people thought it was excessive and whatnot. But if Adam Silver and Joe Tsai, who both have met with him, and you and I think you agree with me, I've never thought Kyrie was anti-Semitic. Not even in the least bit. But if the commissioner of the league, Adam Silver, who's Jewish, and Josiah, the governor, in the NBA's language, of the team, owner, if they agree and state publicly, as they did, we don't believe he's anti-Semitic at all, then he should be able to play. If you want to keep the same stipulations, then he can meet, you know how it is, Rob. A lot of times you can go through things they want you to go through even as you're still back at work. You know, you could have him meet with Jewish groups if you want to as he's still playing. I just think that, you know, if they come out and say they believe he's not anti-Semitic, then he should be eligible to play. If they, you know, road trip, all that, that's between them. But I'm saying he should not be suspended if you don't think he's anti-Semitic and you're.
But I don't think that's why he was suspended. Like I hear you, but I don't think that's why he was suspended. If you remember, first and foremost, he's the one who was defiant when that first came out, and there was even a question that said, I could put out anything I want. That was his quote, that he could.
Was that a quote?
Yeah, that he could. He said that to the reporters, that he could post anything he wants is what the quote was. Okay. That's what I read in the Sports Illustrated story, that was the quote. I could post anything I want. Okay, so then that was part of an issue, because when you have a part of a brand, I don't think you can, Chris. I think that's why you're underneath the jurisdiction of it. And then he didn't answer to the owner. I don't think that they really believed. And it was really, to be honest, when the Nets and the ADL, right, tried to do that thing to clear it up before, it was Adam Silver who wasn't happy that there wasn't an apology. And that was really the issue, was that it was an apology. I don't think Adam Silver said, he's anti-Semitic, he can't play in the NBA. That was not the issue. But if you remember, and that's the part that I don't think people remember, the Nets tried to do it without that, Chris. And it wasn't until Charles Barkley made comments, and then the commissioner, who after that statement was out, don't you remember we talked about it, Chris, that after they put that statement out, then that's when the commissioner said he wasn't happy with it.
Then he came back and apologized that night, a few hours after it was put out there. I agree that Kyrie's mishandled it. Mainly mishandled that, like we
said. That's all I'm saying.
Once the sus presented to
him. We both said that he wasn't anti-Semitic. I didn't buy that.
You should just apologize. But I think, like, at this point, and again, I, from a basketball standpoint, I got to be honest. If I'm the Nets, I want to see how we keep looking without Kyrie.
If they go on a road trip and go 4-0, what are you doing?
I'm going to say this, Rob, and I got to give Ephraim Salam credit, who filled in for you last night. And I don't know if you probably didn't hear it, so this would be good for you to comment on. He had a great idea. We're talking about Kyrie, what to do with him. He said they should bring him off the bench, which I think is a great idea. I think Kyrie would thrive in that role, still giving you 20-plus points a night. Now, the question is, of course, would he handle it, right? Would he have the right attitude? But I think, Rob, does he have a choice? You know what I'm saying? Like, if he were to raise a ruckus because he's coming off the bench, this would almost certainly be his last year in the NBA.
Yeah, I think he's got to be on his P's and Q's. I think you're 100%. And how he handles things going forward, I really think that they're important. Not that he has to, you know, be a robot or be emotionalist, Chris. No, we're not saying that at all. But I agree with you that people will watch and see how he responds and what happens to the Nets when he gets back. Do you know what I mean? Like, that'll be another thing that they'll see. Like, they're playing well. You talked about it before. Their defense has dramatically
improved.
From
worst in the league to best in the league. Come on.
Yep. Dramatically improved. And they're winning now. Right. We know that they were better. They should have never been 2-1. Like, even when Steve Nash, we both agreed, dude, they have way too much talent to be as bad as they were. And every night was a struggle. Every night.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see how this thing plays out. I think probably... it looks like they'll have it sorted out. And, you know, when they come back to Brooklyn, we'll probably be when he'll
like
play.
It just seems
like that
will
be smoother, right, to be able to do it.
Well, otherwise,
otherwise, on the road, it could be a distraction. Here we go. You know, like, have one press conference in Brooklyn, Chris, and the confines there. Because if you don't do that, you know what you're going to have? Two. One on the road and then another one when he comes back to Brooklyn.
But you know when he goes, no doubt.
You have to have
but
two
you
of
you know
them.
When he goes on the road, every place is going to ask him about it.
No, I know, but I'm saying.
At least for a while, at least for the first week or so.
But the first, he has to have that comeback press conference, you know, the big one. So that's what I'm saying. Make it one time in Brooklyn, and then going forward, you can limit it. You know what I mean? Like, hey, if people, once he said everything at that press conference, Chris, I'm a reporter. I want information, right? And if he goes to another city, I'm going to say I addressed all that stuff, you know, in the press conference in Brooklyn. Right. Right. And you could use any of those quotes you want, because those are all my thoughts if you're writing a piece. That's
right.
That's what I would say. I'm not going to comment any further. All the stuff is there. Every question was asked. Every stone was overturned. We're good.
Right.
I'm here to play basketball. We're trying to win a championship.
Yeah, I like I said, I stick by. I don't think he should have been suspended. I'd like to see him be able to come back. I mean, basketball wise, I kind of, like I said, I want to see the Nets play without him for a little, get a more, little more of a sample size. But I think he's, you know, you can meet if they want to have those requirements in play. You could play and meet with rabbis and things like that. So
you say he's met with some people already, right? Some of it he's done already.
We mentioned the owner, Adam Silver. I don't know if he's met with.
Yeah, so I read Jewish story. I read the Anti-Defamation League. I heard that he met with them.
Okay, good.
That's what I read, at least. Rob yeah. G, I might be wrong. I thought I read that in a Sports Illustrated story.
Yeah, so we will see. But I tell you what, Rob, I kind of like the idea of bringing him off the bench and seeing, at least initially, see how it works. And like you said, I think he'd have to play ball, you know?
I think that would depend on this road trip. You know what I really
do? Yeah, I mean, if they go 1-3 and he's kind of back to normal, yeah, then you might as well just bring him back and start.
Am I right?
Obviously your second best player.
If he's 3-1, if you're 3-1 on the road trip and now you're 6-2 in the 8 games, right. Then you might say, I like what we have going, and it'll be great to bring him off the bench and give firepower. He's going to play the same amount of minutes.
He would be awesome in that. Right. He's still going to get his minutes. And be on the floor at the end, kind of like Westbrook. It's very similar, except I think he's a better type. Right.
Sorry, Rob G.
He's playing better, but you're right. It's not helping him win, but it ain't his fault anymore.
No.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. A lot going on with Kyrie Irving. When do you think he should be able to come back and play? For the Nets, your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences, loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. When do you think Kyrie Irving should be back able to play basketball?
All right. MJ in New Orleans. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, MJ?
Well, I know. Happy Friday, these guys, man. Hey,
what's up, man?
He should be back to take this West Coast trip. This was never about whether Kyrie was anti-Semitic. It was about disciplining Kyrie for not being forced into apologizing on Josiah's time. The fire Nash and the hire Udoka over that weekend. There's been a coaching saying, hello, Chris Broussard. Who knows which Steve Nash coaching philosophy or lack of coaching philosophy was. Benching Kyrie in his 27 points a game, which is a big shot taker and a big shot maker, is asinine. 10, 12, and 13.
What do you say? You're reading, obviously. What's the point you're trying to make?
I'm making the point that you said yesterday with Ephraim. Benching Kawhi in some type of power struggle, or he should be on the bench. And if he comes
You disagree with bringing Kyrie off the bench?
I disagree with sitting a top 10 guard in the league that scores 27 points a game to put him on the bench for some type of power struggle. Yes.
Neither Ephraim and keep him on. Keep MJ on since he's big and bad. Nobody, not Ephraim, not myself, has said they're doing it for a power struggle. I would be doing it to see if the team is rolling without him. And rather than disrupt the flow, I think bringing him off the bench wouldn't disrupt it. And it would give that second unit an incredible boost. So I think it's a smart basketball move. for you to call up and act like it's a power move, that's ridiculous. You talk about ASA 9, 10, 11, 12. That's ASA 100. All right, please.
And the big thing would be, obviously, after this road trip, where's the team? As you said,
right? If they play, I agree with you.
If they go 1-3, Chris, then that goes out the
window. You bring him back and
you
start.
You agree that? Right. Am I right? Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Ty in Palm Springs, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey guys, super quick. Rob, I just got accepted into USC. I'm super excited.
Wow. Hopefully
I will get to meet you when I start.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, man. Congrats.
Yeah, what are you taking up?
Thank you so much. Computer science.
That's awesome.
So you'll be a freshman? Or is this a master's level?
I'm transferring from a community college. So
awesome.
I'll be a junior.
Right.
That is awesome. And congratulations. USC, we all know, is a great school. And that's a smart move, too, man. I tell you, Chris, if I had a kid at this point, I would go to community college and have him go to community college the first 2 years and then go to transfer into a bigger school, I should say, 4-year school.
Yeah, I mean, the pandemic changed a lot.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot, no doubt. Yeah. All right, Ty, what you got?
Now, to the Kyrie situation, I've struggled with it back and forth a lot because I think that the message that they are trying to send ultimately is that Kyrie crossed an uncrossable line. What kind of message do you send to the Jewish community if you do not enact some sort of basketball consequence? What message does that send to the community? But on the other side of that, I'm not a big fan of forced apologies. I'm not a big fan of forced donations, all of these things. What does it really do for Kyrie and the grand? What does it really change for him? So from a basketball standpoint, I tend to agree with the two of you that if they're going to let him play and they accept his apology, we don't think he's anti-Semitic, let him play and bring him off the bench so you don't disrupt the flow. But I don't know that I agree with them continuing a suspension if no one feels like he's anti-Semitic and they feel like he's showing an appropriate amount of remorse.
I think this road trip, like if they were at home, it would be interesting to see what they do. Would they bring him back right after the 5 games, Rob?
Right?
Because I think the road trip gives them a kind of an excuse not to bring him back yet.
Whether it's for disciplinary reasons
or basketball.
Yeah. But Chris, they even said it. They didn't give a hard number. They said,
at least
a 5 game.
I give them.
They left it open. They did. They could have said 5. They could have said 10. They could have given you a number.
I think too, and I hear what the caller saying about force, and they did force his apology. It shouldn't have had to be forced though.
No, that's the issue, Chris.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, all he had to do, and you know this, Rob, in the black community, a lot of black people, particularly men, are like, you know, just this and that about Kyrie. And look, again, no one was asking Kyrie to apologize for anything racial. You put out things you admitted were falsehoods, didn't represent your beliefs, your morals, your principles.
So what?
And if they don't, Chris,
it should be easy, right?
You should have just, like, I don't know why. I mean, I think what happened, Rob, is his pride got in the way. That's all it was. Like, but it shouldn't have come to that. All right, we got Eric Dickerson, as we said, coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hall of Fame running back, arguably the best to ever carry the football, Eric Dickerson. Eric, welcome back. It's been a while.
I know, man. What's
You've
up,
been
guys?
Avoiding us,
but wait,
since your Rams have started out so poorly.
I was going to say,
man,
wait a minute, he left out.
Y'all asked me on the show. I don't avoid. I tell it like it is.
hey, he left out the president of the Matthew Stafford fan club. Is your guy still going to the Hall of Fame now?
hey, let me tell you. You said he would not win a Super Bowl. I told you that was the missing piece we needed, and we won a Super Bowl. So
okay, how's he look to you now? I'm just asking you. That's all. How's he look now?
Yep.
Let me ask you this, Eric. How do you, though, explain this season? I mean, they could end up being the worst defending Super Bowl, you know, champion ever. I think the first in, like, almost 20 years that could have a losing record. How do you explain, you know, the way they've kind of fallen apart so far?
Well, you know, I'm telling you, before the season started, one thing that I talked about, you know, even before the season hit was the offensive line. We had offensive line problems. Even last year, we had offensive line problems. We had injuries. You know, we kind of got through them. We didn't you know, retain guys that we should have, brought guys in. And then in the preseason, man, you didn't play the guys. And that's just kind of how it started. They didn't play. Offensive line has to have continuity. They didn't have the continuity. Then they got hurt, and then you have more injuries. Now you're playing backup. You're playing the backup's backup. So you're trying to move guys around and shuffle them around. And if you don't have that offensive line in place, you have a real problem. I mean, unless your team is made up of a defensive line, or your defensive line is just so dominant, you know, like the Bears or the Ravens back in the day, if you got that going, you know, it's different, but we don't have that, you know. And so the problem is really the offensive line, and we don't have an identity. If you can't run the football, I'm telling you, and I say this, you know, you hear people say, oh, you don't need to run a game. It shows. You can't run. We can't run the football. We have no identity. We don't know if we're passing team, we're throwing team. All we rely on, really, and it's not his fault, is Cooper Kupp. Thank God we got Cooper, but we have nothing.
Yeah, it has been definitely a turn of events there. Let me ask you about the Chargers, too. And coming into the season, Chris, weren't they the guaranteed to make the playoffs team? Everybody loved them. And they got some injuries, too. But they've lost some games and have some issues as well. And I think Staley finally, I think he was talked to and kind of changed his ways a little bit this year. But what do you make of the Chargers, and can they make the playoffs?
They have a shot. You know, they're not playing great football. They're playing good football, just okay. You know, they're kind of up and down. You know, they're kind of up and down. But, you know, they have, and once again, man, I'm going to tell you, injuries are a big part. I just said this yesterday. I said one thing is, you know, they call them those big fat guys up front.
Right.
You know, you don't know those big fat guys' names until you need them. You know, you don't know you don't realize how important those big fat guys are up front. I mean, and the Chargers are going through the same thing. The Rams are going. They got both their receivers down. Mike Williams is down. I mean, you know, and you know, the quarterback, Justin Herbert, he got hurt early. You know, he just kind of you getting it back. I mean, when you got a team that's banged up, I mean, it's just tough to win. I mean, you saw with Anthony Lynn, the head coach of the Chargers 2 years ago. Anthony went from the playoffs to not making the playoffs to getting fired because, you know, people were saying, he's not a good coach. Injuries. You got starters playing against backups. And if I'm a starter, that's great for me. I mean, I want you to play. But, you know, the Chargers in the same situation.
Let me ask you about Justin Herbert. Chris, I don't remember who said it. Somebody said he was the most overrated player in the NFL. It was some story that came out. And they basically –
might have been Acho, Emmanuel.
Was it? Yeah, maybe from FS1. But what do you make of Justin Herbert? And I know a lot of coming into the season, they had him rated ahead of Patrick Mahomes, some people. That's how much they like him. I mean, I know it's a little over the top. We thought it was. Is he? But the most overrated, is that a little extreme as well?
Oh man, that's very old. That's crazy. You know, that's to me, that sounds like a jealousy thing. I mean, come on, maybe not. No, man. If you watch him play, man, he's a real deal. I mean, you know, Patrick Mahomes. Come on, you know, put him ahead of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
Right, that's ridiculous.
And we know this too. It's different playing for the black quarterback. They have to be three times better. They can't make mistakes. I mean, that's the fact. But come on, man. No, I mean, Justin Herbert is not overrated. I mean, I would take him in a heartbeat. I mean, if you want to swap, let's say they swap Justin Herbert for Matthew Stafford, I say, let's make the swap.
Oh, I'm sure you would.
Yeah, now you would, not last year.
I'm just kidding.
Eric, you know I'm going to ride you on that.
You ride me on that.
Eric, we've talked about, Tom Brady mentioned a lot of bad football out there. We've talked
this
about
year.
Rob and I, the mediocrity and just the parody. I can't remember seeing this type of parody. Do you think some of this is the result of just, they really don't practice much anymore, especially
and he brought up about training camp and
games.
And
hitting, training camp. You mentioned not playing in any preseason games. that may even affect, I don't know, guys' ability to take shots. I don't know. Do you think the lack of practice time, the lack of really, you know, hard hitting practice time has any impact on the quality of the play?
Man, Rob and Chris, let me tell you something, most definitely. I mean, look, football is a physical sport. I mean, you're going to get hit. That's what it's all about. You're going to get hit. That's like saying, I want to be a race car driver, but I don't want to go fast.
Right.
That don't make sense. I play football. You get hit. I mean, you see guys get these. I mean, look, a concussion is a serious injury. But we got hit all the time. I had so many players. I said, man, we got hit so many times. It was very rare a guy came out of the game, like stumble off the field. I mean, you had to get cracked. I'm talking about like a, oh, my God, did you see that? I mean, and guys would get up and go back to the hole and play. And I said, man, I was fine. But now, I mean, I just believe that they don't practice. They don't practice. They don't tackle. They don't hit. I mean, and all of a sudden, you go from doing that to now, okay, now we're going to go play full speed. We're going to play a full speed game. Man, it's just it's why it's not working. And to me, you see more injury. You see more non-contact injuries to me because of that. You know, guy blows his knee out just running the route. You know, tears Achilles. I mean, it wasn't a lot of that in our era. I mean, I didn't see it. I mean, it really wasn't. I just think it's more because now you baby the guys so much that when they get hurt, I mean, it just kind of happens because I feel like they're not going full speed till they play a real football game.
Right.
Ed, did the Colts call you about their coaching job? You know, because they're just handing out coaching jobs. And Chris and I, we think it's disgraceful because it really is just a situation where all these other guys have paid their dues, put in time and effort, and they get nothing. And nothing against Jeff Saturday. I would have taken a job, too, if they offered it to me. But what did you make of the Colts doing what they did, hiring a guy with no previous experience other than high school?
Man, let me tell you something, man. That is just a real slap in the face, especially for the black coaches of color that are trying to get a job that have been and paid their dues. And not getting a job. I mean, that's like I'm hiring my buddy, and that would be like that's like you and Rob, you know, you and Chris, y'all buddies, and Chris, you own the team, and Rob, you like, come on, dog, I'm a that's my boy,
right,
I
mean, right.
And I get it, but I'll say this much here, nothing against Jimmy Irsay, but I said this when years ago, and I was at the coast, I was trying to get out of Indianapolis, and. They asked me about Jim Irsay taking over the coach. I said, Jimmy Irsay should be running the coach about as much as Daffy Duck should be running.
Wow.
I said it back then. Look, wow. I like Jimmy.
But man, what you just saw.
Man, this is a Daffy Duck move right here. I mean, it truly is. It's a move that, man, it is just so like out of character. I mean, being a head coach is a serious job. It takes a lot of preparation. It takes a lot of, you know, training to be a head coach. I mean, look what's going on with the Raiders.
And they got the guy everybody loves, right?
McDaniels better not lose.
If he loses to them Sunday.
If they lose to the Colts Sunday, they should fire him right there. They should probably go on the field and say, Get out. Don't even come to the locker room.
Right. Hey, we got an Uber outside for you. You're not taking the team bus back.
We got your stuff in the box.
We got a bicycle outside.
Last thing, Ed, before you and quit, we only got 30, 45 seconds. I've suggested that they should create the equivalent of the Cy Young Award for quarterbacks. Peyton Manning Award, whatever you want to call it, right? So leave the MVP, let maybe another position player get it. But the MVP has become a quarterback award. So create a separate award for them like the Cy Young. What are your thoughts on that?
100%. It's 100%. I agree with you because no one's going to get that award but a quarterback. It's almost unfair. You can have 28 sacks. And if a quarterback has 4,500 yards passing, and he might have a losing season, he's still going to win it because he's a quarterback. I mean, I just think it's wrong. I like what you said, right, like the Cy Young. Hey, give them that. Let them have their own area for the quarterback.
Yeah, I disagree because of where the game has changed, man. When quarterbacks throw 60 times in the game, Eric, that's what Mahomes did the other day. When the quarterback has that much control, he's always going to be the guy who gets all the glory or the blame because he has the ball more than anybody.
But you think about it like this here. Oh, you got a quarterback guy that throws the ball 60 times, but let's just say he completes 20 of those passes or 15 of them. I mean, so he's horrible. But then you have a guy that doesn't throw as much, throws that much, and he plays great. He plays great. But you got a guy, a running back that plays great. Like when Derrick Henry ran for 2,000 yards, he wasn't MVP.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean it's hard to get, man, do you know how hard it is to get 2,000 yards in a season? I mean, yeah. It's very difficult. But still, he wasn't MVP. He should have been. You know,
ED, we got to run. Great having you on.
Appreciate you, my man.
We'll get you on again, man. Have a good weekend.
Hey, man, good talking to you guys. Take care.
Always.
Miami, Buffalo, they got some injury issues, perhaps. Does that open the door for Tua and company? We'll get into that next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. And fellas, you know what? It's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer. You heard me right. A gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate. The best a man can get. And Chris, I know I told you about the Q's honoring me yesterday, but I also was able to get by my high school. And for the very first time, I saw my name on the Hall of Fame wall at the school. Like, actually saw it. It was pretty amazing. So, what a great trip so far. And tomorrow night, going to the Islanders game. How about that?
I never miss an Islanders game. No, congratulations on that. Let's go to the NFL, Rob. And obviously there's some, you know, Josh Allen, we'll see. What do you have any big feelings on this Josh Allen situation? We don't know if he's going to play Sunday or not. He's got a UCL injury. I certainly think their first priority has to be making sure he's healthy rather than winning the division. I mean, obviously you want to win the division, but I think you got to make sure he's healthy. If it means sitting him out for a little while, so be it.
They have bigger fish to fry. Anything else would be ridiculous to think about, for real. They don't have to win the division. Sure, do you want to win the division? Right. Obviously you want to. But if you're going to put the quarterback in harm's way and then he can't help you when it really matters, then I think you've missed a boat. So I think they got to be careful with him and make sure he's okay, Chris, moving forward. Because without him, they're sunk.
No, no doubt.
They're sunk.
No doubt. How big of a threat do you think Miami is? Whether it's to Buffalo in that division or just overall in the AFC.
Yeah, I'm still not there. If they get to the Super Bowl, then I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say I was dead wrong about them. I think that the other teams are still better. They've had some impressive wins, I'll give you that.
They may lead the league in great wins.
They have. They've had some impressive wins. Yeah, but I just don't know.
I think Kansas City, and assuming Buffalo's healthy, those are the two best teams in the AFC, I think, in the league, period. But I think Miami and Baltimore are that next tier. And because of that, right, like, I do think they have a legit chance. I mean, I don't think they're – like I said, I think those two are the leading contenders. But, heck, Cincinnati, right, they weren't a leading contender heading into the playoffs last year. There are certain teams here and there that get in the playoffs that you know have no shot. I don't think Miami's that. I think if they get into the playoffs, again, I wouldn't pick them against a few teams, but I still think they're legitimate. And they're in the top five or six teams in the league, and I think that gives them a legitimate chance to win the Super Bowl, or at least get there, I should say.
I just think that this year is really up in the air. Like, I really don't know who's who. I don't really know how good Philadelphia is. I really don't know how good I really don't, Chris. I'm going to be honest.
Philly Rob has had the lightest schedule thus far.
I just don't.
And they've got the lightest schedule going forward.
Right.
Now check this out. The last three of the last four teams to go 8-0 lost in week 9.
That's what I'm – is that right?
Yeah. The ninth game, I should say. Not week 9, but the ninth game, right? All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got an hour left. Keep it locked.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.